Multipass. Multipass. Corbin Dallas Multipass. Oh, no. I am a gamer geek in terms of a role-playing gamer geek, to be more specific. So my passion since I was about 12 and I am now how many years old? Much I passed up Jack Benny a couple years back, let's just put it that way. So yeah. yeah, so for those years I've been started out with Dungeons and Dragons, and I've been gaming off and on ever since. But I also love that right up there with the Mountain Dew. but yeah, it's I also am a huge fan of Star Wars, Star Trek, Doctor Who, all the standard type stuff, and a big Disney geek. So yeah, that's actually yes. I played the FASA Doctor Who. I didn't play, but I owned Time Lord. Yeah. Come on, man. I got a podcast called Monkeys Took My Jetpack. How much more geeky can... No. They actually have a new... Getting on the Doctor Who thing real quick. They have a new Well, actually, now it's a couple years old. It came out during the last of the Tennant era. They have a new Doctor Who role-playing game put out by Cubicle 7. And it's really... The first role-playing game that really has emulated the series well, in my opinion, because in this game, in many role-playing games, not to get too off on this tangent, but in many role-playing games, when you are going into something like combat, then that's a big focus of who goes first, who's doing what. In the Doctor Who game, the person who goes first is the person who is either trying to talk their way out of a situation or running for their life. And that's very much in keeping with the show. So anyway, oh, I love the sonic screwdriver. I want one. I've not seen any of the RoboCop movies, but I did watch that cartoon. I loved the cartoon when I was, well, actually, I was in my Wow. Never mind. Let's not talk about that. But yeah, no. If anything, I'll go watch the originals because. I've never seen them. So, and a gunshot sound. Rare footage. Number 9. Yeah. I'm really sacrilegious because I am tired of a lot of what a lot of classic rock aficionados would consider, you know, cause to have me summarily executed for being like, to me, if I never hear Freebird again, I'll be okay. Or Stairway to Heaven. I don't need to hear it again. And the thing about it is they're good. It's not a bad song. It's just been played to. Yeah, exactly. And, Yep. But before we leave Stairway to Heaven, I think I need to draw attention, because you said the Stairway to Heaven covers. A friend and I were a few years ago looking on YouTube to find, she was interested in finding out some stuff about backward masking, if it really went on and what, and we started looking at Stairway to Heaven. Yes, it does. But Dolly Parton does a cover of Stairway to Heaven. Yeah. It's just something that you should hear at least once, and then you can put your brains back in your head. And yeah, it's just a very strange experience because it's kind of along those lines. It just gives you a very strange feeling, and not a good strange. It's just. And, you know, it's weird, but yeah. And you're gone! Sorry. Oh, I enjoy that song. I know I'm in the vast minority of people, Bilbo. Bilbo Baggins, bravest little hobbit of them all. But the other Stairway to Heaven cover that cannot be ignored is the one, I don't know, I don't remember who did it, but if you, like me, are a Dr. Demento listener from way back in the day, you probably remember someone took the lyrics to Gilligan's Island and sang them to Stairway to Heaven. And that, I don't know. But no. Oh, wow. Yeah, but not for the... Excuse me a moment, I'm being distracted. My dog is fidgeting with a chair and shouldn't be getting into... Sorry. Let me count it back in. 3, 2... Yeah, but not for the reason you might think. I gotta put a shout out to Don't Fear the Reaper. Because, I had... Well, well, first of all, you got the needs... What this song needs is more cowbell! Which is my horrible Christopher Walken impression. But I had to, for a friend, what we need here is more cowbell. But I had to, for a friend was doing entering a karaoke contest, and she needed to shorten the karaoke by about half. And so I got to, that's one of the things I had to cut out. Yeah, I had to cut that out. So I have to say, that song, put in more cowbell. That song, though, man, the karaoke for that song is one of the most boring karaoke tracks, because all it is... over and over. Yeah. Hey, Mickey. Oh, wow. Do you... That's shades of extreme with more than words. Yeah, but the funny thing is, if you... I remember when it came out, my sister got the album for her birthday, and none of the other songs are anything. They're a hard rock band. And I in fact, it got me thinking when I was reading this article, I wonder if that song was made to kind of make fun of, in a way. I mean, I don't know. It might not have been, but...
Every bad boy has a soft side.
Save it for your therapist, for God's sake, please. Fight. No, it's okay. Go ahead. Like, bang your head. Oh, they do a cover of Shout. Yeah, that's the only one. That's the only one I know. That's the only one I've. Oh wow. Yeah, I am not a huge Disturbed fan, but I will tell you, I actually, and this is coming from a guy who grew up in the 80s. I actually prefer their version of Shout to the original. Yeah, yeah, I do. The fight for your right to party. Yeah, right. I was... I'm glad you said it, sir. Intergalactic. Yeah. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to cut you off there. I was just going down to Starbucks. Just going to have Starbucks coffee. They love it, yes. Yep, it's a clean show. I'm gonna keep my comments to myself. Yes.
Good night, everybody.
I think wouldn't that be T. Hastings? And who'd be thinking we'd be talking about luck dragons? Oh, no, no. That's not... Sorry. My bad. That was the... I have a McDonald's very close to my house, and I'm going to try some of these. I'm going to... the one, the land, sea, and air one. It's like, I don't have it in front of me, so I may, but it's like, it's, yeah, it's, you're right. It's like a, it's a beef patty and a chicken and a fillet of fish. All, yeah, I, it is, but dang it, man. Got it. I do. I really do. Plug. Well, they had the Monster Mac. I'm sorry. The Monster Mac. Eight. Count them. Eight. Patties in your Big Mac. It's, yeah, exactly. Like the dragon in Dragonheart. Somebody should do a thing, like a YouTube thing, where the guy comes to the doctor's office and his jaw is kind of hanging off to the side. And what happened to you?
Well, I was trying to eat a monster mac, and I got... couldn't get my jaw back the way it was before.
Jumba. Sour Patch Kid.
My wheatgrass.
And a Diet Coke. Exactly. Just for the taste of it.
Ew.
Anom-anom. You're welcome. Oh man, I'm getting hungry over here. Did it come with a Peter Cetera CD? There you go. And then when they got the reaction, it was hard for us to say we're sorry. Yeah, they were going. I've been distanced enough from that one that I actually like it again. But yeah, there were plenty of... Yeah, I know. Well, oh, yeah. Hotel California can go away. I'll take that. There you go. That's good stuff, man. You got any Cadburys over there?
Da-da-da-da-da, I give you some green peeps.
Well, I gotta say, my mother-in-law swears by peeps. I swear at them. So, yeah, we... But I do like me some coconut, but my favorite Easter candy by far has got to be the Cadbury Cream Egg. I just... Oh, I dig them. My wife... a couple Easters ago, got me a stuffed Cadbury bunny. Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. And so yeah, I'm a sucker for advertising mascots anyway. So you know, as far as I just, all right, I will save my comments. But yeah, I'll just throw one thing out here. At a local gaming convention, ran a game for some people called the Advertitans. And the plot was that all the people made their characters on the fly when, or not on the fly, but when they got there. Usually, a lot of times in conventions, you have pre-generated characters you give people, but not in this case, because I wanted to see what people came up with. The plot, the basic gist of it was that all those advertising mascots that are no longer showed on TV actually belong to a secret organization called the Advertitans, and they fight terrorists. No, it's headquartered out of Tomorrowland, and you know, the head of the organization is Mayor McCheese. I got to do my Mayor McCheese impersonation, don't you know? Exactly. There you go. Yeah. Oh. That's a mix a lot. Oh, there's There's a mashup that someone's got it. Oh, everybody doing the iReports or the sending stuff into to resources at serotech.com. Somebody take that and run with it, please.
There you go.
Yeah. Sorry, I got us on the tangent. I love the Reese's. I just discovered those this year, and oh my gosh, that's just yeah. Wow, that's impressive. I wish we had some bags right here, because I would love to. That's right. It came from poisoning pigeons in the park is where it came from. Yeah. Oh God. Is that real? Yeah. Is that's not real, is it? Oh God. Oh, wow. Ew. Oh God. Oh man, that reminds me. Do you guys remember Bit of Honey? Oh, I can't find those anywhere anymore, and I'm sure if I did, they would wipe the cobwebs off before.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little disturbing. Wow.
Oh.
Can I share a quick story about it's about Easter candy? Yes, we don't do Easter anymore because I am diabetic and it's just too much temptation. I eat a little bit here and there, but the first year we had moved up here to Oregon, my wife and I did the Easter thing, and we had and so we did the thing where we fill each other, we get each other the candy, you know, separate from each other, so we don't know what we're, you know, we get the Easter bunny to help us out, of course. Yeah. And so yeah, exactly. And so I did that, you know, we did that the first year. And so the second year we did this, and I was looking at her basket and I thought, man, she never finished half of this stuff that was here. That's just not cool. You know, a lot of thought went into what to get, and you know, that's just different philosophies. I get candy, I'm like barreling through it. Om nom nom nom. You know, she will take it and save it, and she just never got around to finishing it. So I thought, well, you know, since I didn't know exactly what, you know, Easter Bunny wasn't all that helpful this year. So I got some of what I got the stuff I had that we had collaborated on, me and the Easter Bunny. And I just left some of the stuff from the year before in the basket. And she comes out, she's, oh my gosh, this is awesome, honey. You Laffy Taffy's my favorite kind of jelly. I love this. This is great. And I'm thinking, yeah, buddy, here it is. I'm just the greatest economical, and I'm just feeling, and then the guilt hit. She went to eat one of the Laffy Taffies and goes, this is really hard. What happened, man? And so I came clean, but, and we had a big laugh about it, but, something tells me we're not getting Rockstar some Almond Joys for Christmas. Oh, that's just good. Oh, man. Yep. I've been there. I've had that, and it is absolutely amazingly yummy. Oh, it exists, and it is just nothing. Well, if you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, at first my reaction was just like, "What?" And of course, being me, I instead of saying "What ew?" I said, "What? I have to try this." And I'm the kind of guy that goes to the Calamity Jane's restaurant out here and orders the peanut butter and jelly burger just so I can say I had it. Yeah. But, and it was actually pretty tasty. But getting back to the maple, yeah. But, it makes a lot of sense if you think about it, because, I mean, who hasn't had maple wood bacon, which is essentially, I mean, you get the maple flavor on that. And this is just taking it to the next level. Maple bar bacon, You know, it, so it's pretty tasty.
No, but that I may have to. That actually sounds. I had
a bag of barbecue chips this morning.
I think I accidentally said resources at serotech.com earlier. Whoops.
Didn't have. Mm-hmm. Could have done a better opening weekend, though. You know, it didn't, you know. Yeah, God. That.
Wow.
And well deserved. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Agreed. Firefly and Sir. Oh.
Yeah.
To any Firefly. Sorry. I'm sorry. I keep doing it. To any Firefly fans listening out there, first of all, if you haven't seen Firefly, do yourself a favor and get a hold of it and watch it. Oh, it's and then Serenity after. Make sure you watch Serenity afterward. But somebody on Twitter had said what they need to do now is re-release Serenity, and you know, from the director of the Avengers, and see what happens. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, here, here. Oh man, he better after the way the last one ended. There's even a little Air Force One stuck in there. God, that's an awesome movie, though. But anyway, digress. I say again. Yeah, I want to see it so bad. Drifted in. And if you listen to my podcast while you're playing it, you'll be listening to Monkeys Took My Jetpack Joyride.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I love the rules of acquisition. But, yeah, what was it? One of the seasons they had like a 10-episode arc? Yeah. Good grief. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, oh, that's my favorite of the Star Trek series. But, yeah, no, that's true. I'm a fan of both of those shows, and I gotta say, as much as I love Babylon 5, I think, you know, everybody, a lot of people say, well, Deep Space Nine stole the war idea from Babylon 5. I don't know whether they did or not. I don't know what went on behind the scenes, but I will say Deep Space Nine handled the war thing better. And this is coming from a huge B5 fan, but I think Deep Space Nine handled the war much better in terms of oh god, and the Lost Tales. Yeah. Well, oh, I thought that was awesome as well.
Mm.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. But with the war thing, my thing I like was they didn't shy away. Okay, spoiler here. It's a, what, 20-year-old show, practically. Okay, Nog loses his leg. I mean, Next Gen, if you did... Now, I like Next Gen, but yeah. Yeah, but the fact that they did it, and they didn't wrap it up nice and neat with a cherry on top. I mean, yeah, and... Yeah. You know, Geordi gets brainwashed by Rom... Sorry. Just one more thing, and I'll be... Geordi gets brainwashed... Geordi gets... 3, 2... Sorry, it's a passionate subject, man. I can't help. 3, 2. Geordi gets brainwashed by Romulans, and by the end of the episode, he's getting counseling, and you just know he's going to be perfectly fine by next week. Nog gets his leg basically, gone, and they deal with that for at least a good two or it was a long time. So. It was Sauron. No Tolkien reference there whatsoever. There are four lights! That's true. Yep. Right.
I loved the pound puppies.
many technical terms you're throwing around here. We did. I gotta try the wasabi. Wasabi soda. That is absolutely brilliant. That's right.
No!
No! There we go. That's right. But just make sure Sheldon doesn't get hold of the print. They do have sound effects and stuff, though. That's kind of cool. Can I fill in a gap here? I don't want to step on your toes. Okay, there's a whole series. They call it the Shatner ver. Well, they being, yeah, not officially. Call it the Shatnerverse, and Judith and Garfield Reeves Stevens wrote a bunch of these. It started with a book called Ashes of Eden, and no, actually the one you're thinking of is The Return. The Ashes of Eden happens before Generations. On The Return, he actually is, it shows how he was brought back from the dead. It has to do with I don't remember it well enough to really spoil it, so this is just kind of a teaser, if you will. It links V'ger and the Borg, and they use that in some way or other to factor in, to rationalize Kirk being brought back into the 24th century. And it's actually a kick-butt book. Good pun there, sir. Oh, I love that one! The Siege was awesome! Oh, I see, I loved that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow, I have one of those.
Let's see. Before we leave Star Trek, yes, well, you know. I don't know, are you, Rockstar, do you like the original series, or are you, I know you've discussed this on the podcast, and I just can't remember. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. My favorite. A great episode. Hang on. Lay down. If you ever get a chance to read it, if you haven't already, my favorite Star Trek novel is Uhura's Song. If you look at stuff like we were talking about before, like Vendetta and stuff like that, it's gonna seem like very small potatoes because nothing spectacular happens. In fact, it's been so long since I've read it, I can't even really give you a decent reason as to why, but I just remember look back on that book with total just fondness, and the characters, the characters of the alien race in that book, they're cat people, and they are just so well drawn by the authors. I think, as far as I know, this is the only Star Trek novel she wrote. Well, Janet Kagan was the woman that wrote and I don't think she ever wrote any more. But man, that it's just a something about that story. I mean, it does have its standard Star Trek. Kind of, you know, the Enterprise gets a disease, and that's not a spoiler because it's like in the first page of the story. The crew's been infected by a disease. Oh no, we have to do so. So there's parts of it that are kind of like, okay, we've been there, done that. But there's so much more that is just really fun. I'm not going to say it's emotionally moving, or there are other Star Trek novels that do that. But this one is just, for me, it's just a fun Star Trek romp with really likable characters above and beyond the original, you know, already established characters. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. As far as what I've been consuming, lots of Doctor Who. I've rediscovered the new Doctor Who series because I've managed to... Well, yes, well, it's a tradition, and I was not going to be the one to break it. But now I've watched them before, but I found them with descriptive audio tracks. And so it's almost like experiencing them again, because many, many gaps have been filled in where it's, that's where they have a narrator describing what's going on the screen. And for those who don't know, it really just, I am in the middle of season 3. I just finished the Shakespeare Code. I thought it was, I think it's okay. Yeah. The one that's the one I was thinking of. That one was amazing. Yeah, I like the one where the ship is, they're on a ship that is, shoot. I've only seen it the one. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. That one was an awesome episode. And my favorite of the series, of the big, huge season finales is in the 4th season. So I'm looking forward to getting there again. Yes. Not with the, I, right, right. But yeah. Yeah. I'm having to guess at the ending because I, there's really no way to get around this here. I watched it by myself and didn't have anyone I'm sorry if you have to edit around this. I didn't have anybody describing what was going on. So does she, spoiler alert, does she kill herself at the end? Oh, dang. That's what I thought. I thought if I was writing this, that's what I would. Yeah. Man. That's heavy. Yeah. 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 That was that. Yeah. That I'm glad I. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then. Exterminate! Exterminate! And with the treble on my microphone, that'll be a lot of fun to.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've also been watching Castle. I like it a lot. I'm a huge fan. In fact, when you were talking about Deep Space Nine, it made me think of, I'm a huge fan of banter. My favorite superhero is Spider-Man because he's a smart aleck and he wisecracks. And I'm just a huge, yeah. And I love that. So that's to me the coolness about, I mean, like my two, I don't watch many, crime shows, but the two that I do watch are Castle and Can't Talk. 3, 2. But the two that I do watch are Castle and NCIS. And it's because of the fact that both those shows have a lot of banter and humor in them. I don't even really care who did the murder. I don't care. I mean, that doesn't interest me. If the shows were just about who did it this week, I wouldn't care. But the fact that they've got the characters going back and forth and just witty repartee and all that kind of, I dig it. So, and they had their, yes.
Yeah.
I have tried to get an Angel. I just can't get past, I've seen the first 7 or 8 episodes and they just weren't doing it for me. I can't. I tried. I wanted to like the show. I mean, that's what I've heard. I need to give it another, I think they're still on Netflix. So maybe I'll give it another go.
So did I.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'll have to give it another go. Like I said, we go. An enigma. I would just. Yeah. I was gonna ask if you like the Titanic, cause the same thing. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. Yes. I downloaded it. I haven't read the homework yet. I have read The Dark Tower. I read it as it was. Well, that's not entirely true. I read the last half of it as it was released. I read the first half all in one go, but I think I would want to read them again before I jumped into this book, because it's been, the last time I cracked any of the Dark Tower books was 2004. So,
okay.
I agree.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed when I heard it was all about
I mean, I like Wizard and Glass. I had really hoped that this was going to be a chance, and maybe it is, and I just, from what I've heard, it doesn't seem like it is, but maybe. I had hoped that there is plenty of time where they could, there are gaps to be filled in between 4 and 5, where they could have had some adventures. I want to read about more adventures of Eddie and Jake and Oi and the quartet, yes. And I was really hoping that's what this was going to be, and then it turns out it's just an excuse to have more stuff from Roland's past, which, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, you just went on like 3 different time tracks in the span of a sentence. That was awesome. Wow. And at some point, we got to finish the Hunger Games trilogy.
Oh,
I already read them. I'll be curious to see how they get away with a PG-13 rating for book 3. Given things that happen toward the end, which I won't go into. That's what happens in the TARDIS. Okay, well, for Twitter, you can follow me at BlindGeek. That's all one word, and I still can't believe I got it. I was... I got it for Twitter and I got it for Skype, so I'm covered. If you have... Ah, yes. That's an awesome app, by the way. Can we do a 3-2? I'm being distracted by my dog. Lay down. Zeke, down. I've been laying down all afternoon, man. Come along, exactly. What do you want? I've been on the floor. I gotta pee, man. I gotta pee. No, man. You ever have a movie you want to talk about? How about Waterworld, buddy? It's before my time, but I've heard. Anyway, wait, don't. I gotta remember what the hell I was gonna say. Hold on. Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. 3-2. Well, I've got my podcast, which is called Monkeys Took My Jetpack. It is where my friends and I play role-playing games. Let's clarify. Play tabletop role-playing games. And... and we podcast them, but I intersperse sound effects and sometimes music to make them more interesting than just a bunch of people sitting around a virtual table talking all the time. So exactly. That could be found at mtmjetpack.com. Let me try that again, please. 3-2. That can be found. God damn it. Sorry. I'm trying not to laugh. It's my... Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I was like, what the hell? Where'd it go? It just left for a second. No, I don't. Okay. Third time's a charm. Serious. This is serious stuff here. Okay. I'm just excited to be a part of it. Okay. 3-2. My podcast can be found at www.mtmjetpack.com. And it's usually a PG-13 podcast. If you listen to the episodes where we are playing Funkadelic Frankenstein on the mean streets of Monster Town, then you better heed the warning at the beginning, because we get pretty explicit on that on those particular episodes. But for the most part, it's pretty work safe. So... That was hilarious. Yeah, by the way, I apologize. There were a lot of times in there where I kept... No. But no, what I was going to say is I kept kind of, several times I caught myself kind of talking over you, and I didn't mean to do that. It just, we would get onto something that I was excited about, and okay. Uh-oh. Bye. Hey. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I wish I'd known that. I might have had a couple of choice things to say. I have all of those. They're cheesy as hell. I'll be the first to admit, but I love them. I don't care. Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do you do that? That amazes me. You guys, when you do the Terminator, you could hear the music and everything and the sounds from the movie, but there was... That's a really good... I figured it was something like that, but usually when I've seen programs duck the center channel, you can always hear it kind of faintly in the... Ah, I see. Nice. Yeah, you could... Yes.
On my hope chest.
Yeah. I caught that. I was like, oh, she didn't... Yeah. Yeah, he did a good job with that one. No. That was friggin' amazing. Oh my god. Yeah. I mean, he's even got the voice cracking thing down. You know, Michael J. Fox kind of has that little... Yeah.
That's all we care about.
I don't suppose those Back to the Future games are accessible. Yeah, I didn't think so. Dadgummit.
I have to check out the walkthroughs that you were talking about through Steam.
You want me to do the? You want me to do the? Okay, cool. Okay, all right. Keeps. Yeah. Do not cross the screams. Is that what you? Streams. Is that... Yeah, I gotcha.
You're in a room again.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get back to the script so I can see. Do I need to start off with Cracktaker, or do you just start in with I want a double cheeseburger? That's what I don't remember.
Okay. Oh, yep, there it is. I just... Okay.
Can we do that part over again? I'm sorry. I want to be overlapping when you do the shut up, and I didn't realize how far in I needed to go. So, sorry. Okay, I wondered if we were there. It takes two hands to do this, boy. I can't read the thing at the same time. Isn't this where you go on? Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I missed I went ahead too soon or something.
And
And lemons. And
burr, crash.
Can I pick the order?
Were we not? What was what? Yeah, and yeah. Well, that's the thing. It took. I was like, dang, I can't follow along with the script because it takes two hands to do that voice, and so, right. Yeah. Oh, dude, no, that was awesome with the. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it would lose a lot without the stuff that you put in. Post, Patrick. I mean, geez, it really, Oh, you're going to do that opening narration. Yeah. That's
the year of destruction.
The year of the Great War came upon us all. Sorry.